6 o'clock.
If you had more guests and you had beds, you might put a quilt on the floor and make a bed. Okay. Back in the farms. Do you know a name for the low-lying land right around the stream? Usually real rich.
River bed?
I mean, outside the stream itself, where you could plant or graze animals.
I don't believe I do.
Okay. But over here, right by the water, where all that grass is growing, what do you call that?
Marsh.
I suppose it were, instead of being by the ocean, it were inland, but the same kind of wet area. Would you still call it a marsh, or would you call it
a bog?
A bog.
A branch. Inland, I think we call them branches.
A branch? Okay, what do you call the waterway that comes out of the ocean or?
A slough? Is this what you're talking about?
Well, I'm thinking about the natural waterway. The
inland waterway?
Where water runs.
Rivers.
Okay, if it's smaller than a river, what would you call it?
A stream or a slough.
Okay, and what if it were, instead of running into the ocean, it were inland in a freshwater area and running into a river? Would you still call it a stream?
A lake? You mean? I don't know. What you call that?
Okay. What if it were dug, man-made instead of natural?
Canal.
Okay. This stuff is hard to find in low country, but if a stream has cut like a ditch, maybe 10 feet wide or something, do you have a name for that?
A gully? Would it be a gully?
Okay. Would there be a difference in whether it was just a stream that's there all the time or just it had been cut by heavy rains?
I don't know.